Welcome to another edition of ILTA's popular Ask the Expert podcast series. I'm Christy Cole with ILTA, and today we have with us Meredith Williams, Chief Knowledge Management Officer at Baker Donaldson. We're delighted to have you with us, Meredith.
Thank you for having me.
The legal profession is a unique environment filled with high expectations, complex concepts, and distinctive cultures that can make the learning curve for someone new a bit more like a learning canyon. In order to succeed, it's important to understand the nuances that are ingrained in the business of law. Enter Law Firm 101. Meredith, we'd like to get your insight into how the main points of this initiative are applicable to our listeners. And to help our listeners understand your point of view, what perspective are you representing regarding the Law Firm 101 initiative?
There are three perspectives when it comes to the Law Firm 101 initiative, and the one that I'll be speaking directly to today will really be the first-year attorney starting out at a law firm. And really this applies not only to that first-year attorney, but the second and the third year as well.
Right, and how can someone entering the legal profession benefit from Law Firm 101?
It takes me back to my first day joining my law firm many years ago, and it reminds me of how much I didn't actually know from a practical standpoint of just how to do basic things. So really, there's three kind of big picture concepts that are being approached from Law Firm 101. One, how do law firms work? And, you know, even though each law firm is very different in whether or not they're a professional corporation, they're an LLC, a small firm, or a large firm, typically the same type of terminology and things like that are utilized across all firms. So learning how a law firm works, what are the law firm economics, what makes them tick, that's just kind of that first key prong. The second one is, how do I practice within the ethical constraints? You know, basically, how do I bring in a new client matter? What are the resources available to me to accomplish that? How do I manage my matter? And then third to that, how do I work and support the client within the ethical constraints? And so those are kind of the three biggest prongs from a Law Firm 101 perspective that we're trying to approach.
Sounds like Law Firm 101 isn't just about law firm technology.
No, it's not. It's about so much more than just general technology. You heard me reference law firm economics. You know, that's a big concept. And as a first-year attorney, it is imperative for you to start learning how your law firm makes money. What are the business processes? What are the clients that you're typically going after? How do you go after those clients? Those types of pieces of information are not things that we're taught in law school. We're taught all about theory around different types of law, whether it be business corporations, to tax, to family law, you name it. We learn all of those types of things. But we're not taught the practical tips, and that's really where this is trying to fill that in. Now, don't get me wrong, there'll be a lot of things around technology in this, like basic things like, how do I enter my time? How do I collaborate with a client? What are some drafting tools to help me? What are some personal knowledge management tools dealing with my email or how I save my documents? Those types of things will absolutely be included in Law Firm 101, but it encompasses so much more than just technology.
Excellent. And you've touched on some of this, but what other kind of non-technical and non-technology-related content will be included in the initiative?
Absolutely. Well, like I referenced, there are kind of three biggest prongs there, but the non-technology, I mean, everything is going to touch upon some form of technology, like I referenced, from how to enter time, what e-discovery tools are there. But some of the non-technology topics are going to be around economics or how a law firm functions. What is a shareholder? You know, those types of practical pieces of information that everyone really needs to know.
Lots of exciting stuff. We're beginning this initiative with law firms, but how could this initiative potentially apply to someone entering a corporate law department?
Well, it can cross over. It's wonderful for a corporate law department to know that their law firm is doing absolutely everything they can do to be effective and efficient with the money that client is putting forth. So knowing that their law firm is utilizing these types of tools that are out there that ILTA is producing, that's a great commodity for that firm. In addition to that, some of these key topics will be very helpful for people entering the corporate law department, especially if they've never practiced in private practice. It would be a great idea for them to take a quick look at some of the ways that an attorney first, second, or third, or even further than that, are actually practicing.
And can you envision the changes that might occur to the curriculum in the future and any additional training that might be spawned?
I can absolutely see this expanding. I think we started out the curriculum from a base level. We wanted to keep it, like I said, in some overarching umbrella topics, how law firms work, and we built in some general curriculum underneath each one of those. But they can expand and think about it like this. As social media comes into play, that's going to be an ethical one that's going to have to be added out there, because first-year attorneys are going to need to know how to utilize social media the correct way for their client, you know, within those ethical constraints. You think about also cloud computing and how that's going to affect how the day-to-day practice changes and how we collaborate with our client and what the client's going to want to utilize and what the jurisdictional issues are around utilizing the cloud with our clients. So it's only going to expand over time. What we've done from the initial beginning, like I said, is kind of start with those big picture umbrella topics. How does the firm work? How do I practice? And then how do I support my client? And those are three umbrella topics that will always be there, but the underlying curriculum under each one of those umbrellas will grow over time.
Well, I look forward to seeing how it all unfolds. Well, that brings us to the end of our time together. So I'd like to thank everyone who's listening, and Meredith, many thanks for providing your time and input.
Well, thank you so much for having me.